Hi, Mike, and thanks for giving me a call.
Yeah, look, it's an absolute pleasure, mate. Tell us what you're doing with your time these days. The fish biting?
Well, the fish, I'm not doing quite as much fishing as what I did just previously, because being the youngest one I go fishing with is a commercial abalone diver, so there's not quite so much time to get on the water fishing. But, you know, there's been plenty of gardening. I'm on several committees or boards. Nell and myself have been away travelling since I retired. We've had about 3 months on the road, most years, apart from the COVID years, and we've built a house just recently. So always plenty to do and to keep you, you know, pretty busy, successfully catching a few flathead, gummy shark or two, and the King George whiting have been biting around the coast in the last couple of years, so that's been a bit of a new experience.
That's brilliant. I know I got to know Eric Freeman, the famous Port Adelaide footballer and also Test cricketer, when I was in Adelaide, and he used to love to get up and go fishing, and King George whiting was his fish. He just loved them. Really good tasting fare, aren't they?
Oh, look, it is one of the, you know, prime eating fish in South Australia. Around the Eyre Peninsula, you know, we actually saw some out when we were travelling there, and you know, the bigger fish. But there's been some big fish caught around, big King George caught around Stanley, and out around the islands of late. So I think they may come to Tassie for the breeding season, then head back over to the South Australia there to where Eric Freeman's fishing ground might have been.
Yeah, look, a great man, Eric. Snowy, let's talk cricket, and that's what we're here to chat about. I love to talk about fishing, but what kindled your interest in playing cricket when you were a youngster?
Well, Dad was always played cricket. Yeah, you know, played cricket at Myalla, you know, he's a farmer. So I think it was a natural progression to tag along, and right from a very early age, you know, 5, 6, I used to go to the cricket with Dad. I'd do the scoring. Sometimes you'd be a sub fielder with someone who had to go home and milk cows early, or some of those silly things that happened for farmers who played cricket. But yeah, really, I just was a bit of a cricket tragic right from a very young age. Just enjoyed the game and everything that was associated with it.
Was it always with the gloves, or did the wicket keeping sort of develop as you got a little older?
Well, in grade 7, when you're high, you know, to make the team, I thought, well, there's a spot that nobody else wanted, was wicketkeeping, so that's where I started. Used to open the batting, and I used to enjoy having a roll on the arm over, but it was a spot on the side that you get a game, so I started off wicketkeeping then, so that's how I sort of fell into the wicketkeeping trade.
So your first game of cricket would have been for Myalla, or for a primary school or something like that?
Look, Sisters Creek Primary played Prelina Primary.
Yeah.
In about 1963, so I would have been in grade 4, and there was only a handful of kids at Sisters Creek, boys, and then the same thing at Prelina, but it was an outing and it was a game of cricket, and that's where it started off. There's some names, like Ian King is 66, I think, still. He was one of the boys in the same size, and he's playing with his grandson, with Myalla, or Wynyard Tigers, now. So, yeah, cricket was the thing we did in those days, cricket and footy, I suppose. So Dad was really a primary influence over, you know, me sort of becoming involved in cricket.
Yeah, did you find your way to the Burnie Cricket Club? Because I know you played with Burnie first and then on to Wynyard. We'll talk about Wynyard a little later.
I started with Wynyard in 72.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I had 6, 7 years with Wynyard. And then there was an opportunity, perhaps I really would have liked to coach it at Wynyard, but I thought, hang on, you know, to coach some of the blokes that you've played with for, you know, 6 or 7 years is always a bit difficult because you have new ideas. Training regimes in those days was pretty Graham Mansfield time, you'd remember that.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, where, you know, you had to put some hard yards in, and some of the older guys were getting a bit long in the tooth, you know, at that stage, yeah. Brian Gardams, Carl Gabis, and that's Morris Hodges attracted me to Burnie for 2 years, and that was a good experience. But then I went back to Wynyard and coached again, so I got to where I wanted to be, but it was part of the progression forward in that regard.
Wynyard holds a pretty special place for you. As you said, you started your cricket there. Why was Wynyard such a special place for you to play cricket?
Oh, well, Wynyard, it was probably a progression. I played at Myalla from, probably all season from about 12, so had a game, batted down the order, fielded, just did what I had to do. So Wynyard became the next stepping stone. As such, once you got a licence, you could drive and get to training and do those sort of things. So 7 was the first season. September, I got my licence, and in October, I started playing for Wynyard. And in those days, if you scored a couple of hundred runs, you had a good season. The wickets weren't real flash. But everyone rolled up and enjoyed their outing. It was pretty fiercely contested even in those days. But, yeah, that's how Wynyard sort of had a lot of memories. We won a premiership in 74, 75, I think it was, when we built the new club rooms. And they're probably about to their use-by date, but it's 50 years on almost. And so you become associated, you become involved as secretary or treasurer or anything that needed to be done around the club. You sort of put your hand up and helped out. So, thoroughly enjoyed being there. And made a lot of friends, a lot of good mates, in those days. David Cox was the name that comes to mind.
Yeah.
He was a good influence on me.
Yeah, and the amalgamation with Myalla must have been just a nice little thing for you, with you sort of being from up there, and that seems to be working pretty well at the moment. The amalgamation.
Yeah, look, it was something I was sort of onto the committee to facilitate the amalgamation of Wynyard and Myalla, and I think it certainly strengthened the volunteer base around the club. And it's providing a way forward for a lot of young cricketers in the Wynyard and districts. It probably made it more affordable in some ways, because there was one uniform which could do for Saturdays when some of the juniors played in Burnie Cricket League or are playing in Burnie Cricket League, and then with the unders on Sundays in under 14s and under 12s, under 16s. So one uniform, one set fits all was really a good option.
Yep.
The volunteer base around the club has been strengthened with the numbers from both clubs, so it seems to be working very well, and I think it was time that something had to happen as you prepare for the next generation of our cricketers.
Snowy, stick with us. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat a bit more cricket later. My special guest is Les Allen, one of the best cricketers on the northwest coast from yesteryear. Welcome back to the Sideline View. Michael Maney with you right through until 6 o'clock. My special guest in our Where Are They Now segment is Les Allen, a former state player and second all-time in the run scoring for coastal cricket, and certainly a brilliant cricketer, wonderful wicketkeeper. And Snowy, you made your first-class debut in 1980 against Victoria. I think made a pair of 13s, 13 the first, 13 the second, 7 first-class games for Tassie. Was that an enjoyable experience, and how did you sort of get the nod that you were going to play first class cricket for Tassie?
Well, it came as a bit of a surprise to get the nod in the finish, because our third child was born in October 1980, making three kids under two, and at home, so it was really quite a busy thing at home. So I gave Alan Carey a call and said, look, mate, I think I need to spend a bit more time at home, otherwise things are going to be, a bit hectic for Nell and with three young ones. And he sort of acknowledged that, but then Roger Woolley was injured. Mm-hmm. And I got a call from Alan about 2 weeks after the birth of Christy. The chance to represent Tasmania was just too tempting, and after talking it through, just representing Tasmania was an ambition that I'd held for a lot of years. I suppose you always aspire to representing a state at the highest level. When it was there, on we went. So, look, it was a really enjoyable experience. Some good guys, David Boone comes to mind, Brian Davison, Peter Clough was a good friend. Had a good following. It was when I was at Burnie, so and then back to Wynyard in 84 when I represented the state again at the time. But thoroughly enjoyable. A couple of 13s. I was into the fifth session before I got my first catch in first-class cricket. So
right.
put some time in to get there. But you'll be, Graham Yallop, and I think it might have been the day that Dave bowled the loopy ball. It was up in the air and was going to land on the wickets over the bowler's head, over the batter's head. So
I think Ray Bright might have got 100 in that game.
Ray Bright, Graham Yallop. There was another guy, Scholes.
John Scholes?
Yeah, Johnny Scholes got 100. Yep. So, it was a pretty long session, a couple of times. But that's what makes cricket an enjoyable game. You have your highs and lows. And, was an enjoyable time. I really thoroughly enjoyed all my experience there. But you learn so much from others. The dressing room was, in those days, the visitors, if you were in the field, visitors came into your room and you shared a beer and a chat and, good fortune to play against, Dougie Walters in Sydney. And, just to sit next to the great Dougie Walters and chew the fat on the day's play and cricket stories was something that you treasure forever.
You would have soaked that up, I'm sure. Something that you wouldn't have soaked up too well was facing Geoff Thompson and Dennis Lilly. I mean, how ferocious was Tomo? Because he skittled the best of them, didn't he?
Yeah, well, Tomo probably wasn't as quick. Craig McDermott had just come onto the scene and was a green top at the TCA. And I'd have to say, would have been the fastest bowler he faced that day. He was, young, tear away. A bit of grass on the top, TCA, was a frightening sort of experience for someone who, while you played a bit of fast bowling, he was a notch above the other guys, but for sure. Tomo, Lilly was, the name Lilly was a bit of a, something to plug at. Maxie Walker, West Australian Clark from Western Australia.
Terry Alderman, I guess, was around that time.
Bruce Yardley. To play against New South Wales, there were the guys, the three spinners, Horn, Bennett, Matthews. So, it was a varied experiences, but, it's always something to talk about and treasure sometimes like that.
Yeah, to make your debut in such a rich sort of vein of or decade of cricket, sort of the 80 to 90 was particularly strong, so you must be very, very proud of that. Who's the best player? Like you get a great view from behind the stumps, and you played, I think, 7 first-class games for Tassie. You played some one-dayers as well. I think 3, your top score 40, and I think your top score in first-class cricket 55, and you get a real armchair sort of look at things. Who was the player that you looked at, say, as the batsman, and said, this bloke can play?
Well, Greg Chappell scored runs in Hobart. It was great just to have played against him, but, like I say, Dougie Walters earlier. There's lots of players that we played against that, you just admired. Martin Kent from Queensland really pulverised our bowlers one day at the Gabba. It's something you treasure, the fact that you've seen someone who can really play on his day, and, we worked really hard, but he scored runs so easily, particularly on the offside. Some of the cover drives and square drives were just something to behold. There's a lot there. I suppose the best players you've probably played with, you've got to have a look at David Boone, Brian Davison, Peter Clough. Cloughy was a hard worker, and a good fellow to play with, all round. Then I suppose locally, as you said, Rich Vane, it was probably some of the most fiercely contested games on the coast in that period. The influx of a few mainlanders in it made it even more competitive for spots. Tasmania being in the Shield and being able to represent Tasmania from the northwest was something that was really great to be part of. But the competition was strong, it was fierce, but there was Gary Goodman's, Peter Mansell's, came onto the scene. Graham Mansfield developed a lot of discipline for players in those early days. So.
Yeah, and look, one of the great parts too, and I can remember playing, obviously you and I played a lot of cricket against each other, etc., and was to be able to go to Wynyard, and then after the game, it was just so good that yourself and all the Wynyard players would always hang around. We'd love to hang around and have a beer after the game. The umpires would hang around. It was a really great time, I think, to play cricket. Yes, we were fierce on the field, and we didn't give an inch to each other, but when we decided to sort of pull up stumps and go to the bar, it was always so enjoyable, wasn't it?
Well, it was, because, you know, you made some really great friends, you know, over that time. And having representative sides, I think, for the coast, somewhere to aspire to, but you made those friendships, you extended those friendships when you got together. You know, there's some really great names that I know from Devonport. You've got David Mullett, Chris Dill, Kevin Matthews, you know, yourself. Dale O'Halloran, Colin Arnold, you know, really good cricketers, competitive. Everyone earned their wicket. And then you look, you know, from along the coast, you know, Rowan Sheriff at Sheffield, Baden Charman, Harold Allen, you know, Phil Blizzard, Shane Walker was one of the more competitive guys we played with in the game.
Mm. You start naming them and you get into a bit of trouble, Les, because you'll leave a few out.
Yeah, your Sean Youngs, your Clay Youngs, but you know, at Wynyard, I suppose I'd have to be well pleased that I had the opportunity to see some of the development of Jamie Cox and Dean Hills.
Yeah,
and that was something I think they treasured, the fact that we had good relationships with opposition players and shared a story after the game with a beer or two, and I think that was one of the things that you've. It seems to have dropped out of the cricket a bit now, and I think it'll have to be one of the more disappointing aspects of today's game.
Yeah, no doubt. And I've had Hilsey and Coxie on and had a chat to both of them. They're all glowing in their endorsement of people such as yourself at Wynyard who really taught them how to play cricket on and off the field, how to conduct themselves, and that certainly shone through, I think, in both their careers.
Well, I think it's a responsibility we have as custodians of the game to provide the opportunity for those guys to develop. And, you know, then there's, to a lesser extent, you know, the Shannon Bakes, Greg Sharman's still playing, you know, Scotty, Matty Allen, Kyron Ebden was pretty handy as a junior.
Yeah.
So there was a pretty, Wynyard had a pretty good history of developing some really good young players, and you know, to share that sort of load with guys like David Cox and the late Jeff Gaby was, you saw some rewards for your efforts.
Well, Snowy, it's been great to catch up with you. 26 seasons for Wynyard and Burnie, 12,235 runs at 38. These are stats from Brad Cole, by the way, so don't blame me if they're wrong. Second behind Dale Baker, 385 catches, 55 stumpings for a total of 440 dismissals, the all-time leader. And you were a NWTCA Player of the Year. And you won the batting average 75-76, 76-77, state rep 1980 and 1984, 2A grade premierships in 74-75 and 90-91. Great career, Snowy. Always enjoyed locking horns with you on the field, and it's just been fantastic that you could join us on the sideline viewers there. Where are they now? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to have a chat, Mike.